In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If your house was burning down, God forbid, what would you run in to save? This question has been used for years as an icebreaker and a discussion starter, and it even has its own website, by the way, theburninghouse.com. And it's so popular and it's so powerful a question because it's like an interview, a worldview even, condensed into one question. Your answer reflects your interests, your priorities, your background. How do you balance the practical, the valuable, and the meaningful in your life? Now, sadly, for many people, this question is in theory. Whoever's suffered through a natural disaster has had to answer it. The New York Times last year asked the same question of all those whose houses actually did burn down in the California wildfires, and they gathered their powerful responses online. Now, people's answers, yours and ours too, they sort of follow a hierarchy of needs. Most people begin with the practical. I'd save my medicine, my glasses, my laptop, my passport, things without which we couldn't function in the world. But since life isn't just practical, people also said they'd save things that made their life beautiful. A guitar, a piece of art, or a necklace. And then, of course, beyond beauty, certain things carry meaning and significance. So people save things that were given to them by a loved one, a stuffed animal, a family heirloom, and of course, a lot of old pictures. The question of what we'd save reflects what we value, and this is an important question always to ask ourselves. And so perhaps it is no surprise then that thousands of years ago, Jesus asked such questions. In fact, you could call him the master of such questions, which in just a few words invite us to consider our lives and what we value the most. And one of the more famous of such questions happens to be in today's gospel reading. What do you think? Jesus asks us. If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go in search of the one that went astray? Jesus' lost sheep question is quite similar to the burning house question, but with one crucial difference. We believe Jesus was both human and divine, and therefore his question brings out not only what should be most important to us, but also what is most important to God. In a way, Jesus is asking, if the house were burning down, what would God save? And the answer is, he would stop at nothing to save that one lost sheep. The answer in another gospel is that he would stop at nothing to save that one lost prodigal son. And we, of course, as Christians, are to do the same. Now, of course, whenever Jesus speaks, if we're listening, it's deeply challenging, and naturally we come up with lots of objections. This is impractical. This is reckless. It's naive. Well, Jesus is not impractical. He's keenly aware that we need protection from weather and from wolves. Yet he promises that God will take care of that. Just go after the sheep. Jesus isn't reckless. He knows it's safer to keep the 99 and not risk them for the one. Yet it seems that every soul is of such value to God, you just have to go find the sheep. And Jesus isn't naive either. We don't have any idea why the sheep got lost, but we do know why the prodigal son got lost. It was largely his own fault, right? It says that he lost his life in disillusion, gambling, drugs, prostitution. And yet, the father goes looking for this disrespectful, broken, and sinful son. Just save the sheep. Why should we have to spend so much time, energy, and care to enter the burning building and save these irresponsible lost ones? Well, as always, the gospel is not a story about other people. God speaks only directly to you and to me. We are in the burning building and risk being lost. Our time on this earth is temporary. Our lives, our bodies, they slowly burn down like candles. And by our nature, we're imperfect and we're incomplete, lost without God. So Jesus' question is the very question of our lives. Do we still have our hearts set on small things of little value, our wealth, our youth, our power, our pride? Well, Jesus warns us not to fear losing any of these things, but only fear losing our soul, our capacity to become beloved children of God and give ourselves away in love as he did for us. This is the pearl of great price. That's the one thing needed. This is the lost sheep that must be found. Put all other things aside. They were never meant to last. They will be burned in the fire. Your soul, though, and my soul, and the souls of our neighbors and loved ones, those God wishes to rescue from the house before it's too late. Come to him. Trust him. He's the good shepherd whose only mission is to gather his sheep, all of us who tend to go astray. And here's how the story ends. Jesus says, if the shepherd finds the sheep, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that even one of these little ones should be lost. So let us then live our lives with this same relentless focus of our Lord and allow ourselves to be found by God's grace and then join his search party, gathering together in love all of those who tend to go astray, because our time is short and all things of this world will one day be lost in the fire. So let's save that one thing needed, a son, a daughter of God, whose soul is of infinite value and precious beyond compare, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. I now